A controversial new rule on sex, gender, and bathrooms looks likely to go before Anchorage voters next spring. The measure seeks to regulate bathrooms, locker rooms, and other so-called intimate spaces on the basis of biological sex rather than gender identity. The Alaska Family Action Council, which calls itself a public policy ministry, standing for conservative values, says supporters submitted close to 8,500 signatures to the municipal clerk's office this morning. The initiative needs just under 6,000 signatures from qualified Anchorage voters to appear on the citywide ballot in April. The measure has already sparked controversy and an opposition campaign among those who say it would discriminate against transgender residents. Proponents of the measure say it protects privacy and religious freedom to define who is allowed into areas like changing rooms. If it passes, the proposition would require municipal bathrooms designate use by a person's biological sex as defined on a birth certificate and delete current language in city code that lets a person use facilities consistent with their own gender identity. It also would recognize gender as being permanently defined by a person's assigned sex at birth and allow for employers like businesses and churches to use similar criteria in regulating their own bathrooms. The municipal clerk's office has 10 days to determine whether the petition has enough valid signatures to be certified. A coalition of groups opposed to the measure, called Fair Anchorage, says they'll focus on a public education campaign over the next several months.